Oh my god!
Yo ho ho!
It's good to see you!
Oorah. Hello, fellow moviegoers. I'm Joey Erdo. Welcome to the Popcorn Journal.
We are gonna fix the Special Olympics.
You would think that a movie about a man that poses as a mentally challenged person in order to win the Special Olympics would be relatively offensive. In that same respect, you would also think that the same movie would be hysterically funny. The Ringer, which features that very plot, has neither trait. The Ringer stars Johnny Knoxville as Steve, a kind-hearted individual that often allows other people to walk all over him. One day, Steve gets promoted to a manager of the company that he works for and gets the order to fire the janitor, Stavi. Steve feels bad for the man, so he hires him as a personal gardener. Stavi ends up cutting off three of his fingers while on the job, and Steve must come up with the money to pay his medical bill. Steve calls his uncle Gary, played by Brian Cox, for financial help, but Gary is in a bit of a pickle himself. Gary suggests that Steve enter the Special Olympics as a mentally challenged person, Jeffy. Gary plans to bet against the consistent champion, believing Steve will easily win. A reluctant Steve grows fond of the idea when his eye catches Special Olympics official Lynn, played by Katherine Heigl. However, fooling the competition is another story.
Jeffy, highly functioning, developmentally disabled.
All right, look at you.
All you have to do is act like one of them.
Jeffy, go for Cuckoo Puffs.
Not exactly a major stretch for you.
Go for gold! Go for gold!
The Ringer, like its protagonist, is compassionate. It tries very hard to endear rather than insult, and it succeeds with every attempt. You would think that this would make the flick more universally acceptable, and that very well may true, but it also pulls the movie into unfunny territory. It is very sweet, but its desire to play it safe prevents it from generating any genuine laughs. This brings up a serious decision for comedic filmmakers. Do you forget laughs and go straight for the heart, or do you forsake the sensitive types in favor of some good guffaws? The obvious answer lies somewhere in between, where the two are evenly balanced. The people behind The Ringer were not too skillful in this equilibrium of elements, so the result is this very average motion picture. This is not to say that The Ringer is not an enjoyable comedy, though. It may be common, but it's also entertaining. It may not be able to make you laugh, but it is guaranteed to make you smile. You can't really complain that The Ringer is predictable either. It offers its fair share of surprises and does not get bogged down in either the romantic comedy or underdog sports flick formats.
Ken Parker? I haven't seen you since high school.
Oh no, you, I don't know you!
This is classic!
I have never really liked Knoxville, but he does a good job here. Although he is upstaged by many of the Special Olympics supporting actors, some of whom really are mentally challenged. The ending is a tad forced, but not necessarily unbelievable considering all circumstances. I lightly recommend The Ringer, but warn those searching for a hysterical comedy to look elsewhere. The Ringer may be worthwhile, but it is ultimately forgettable. I give The Ringer 3 kernels. It is rated PG-13. Thank you for listening to this edition of The Popcorn Journal.